Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. If you've not already, I do encourage you to check out my book, Slime Incorporated. It's a story of murder and dirty politics set against the backdrop of the Idaho gubernatorial election. It's my first ever detective novel, and it's available as a paperback, an audiobook through audible.com or the iTunes store, and wherever fine ebooks are sold. So pick up your copy of Slime Incorporated. Now it's time for today's episode of Boston Blackie. The original air date, April the 27th, 1949. And this one is the construction contractor murder.
Hey, Morgan.
Huh?
Zach Morgan, wait a minute. I want to talk to you.
Well, well, if it isn't Dynamite Thompson.
Yes.
What do you want to talk to me about?
Don't act so innocent.
What do you mean?
The Fairway construction job. My bid should have won.
Only my bid was lower.
By $500. That's the third time you've underbid me on a big contract. How do you always figure your bid just a little less than mine?
Oh, that is exciting.
How come you've landed every big construction contract the last 2 years?
Oh, come now, Dynamite. You don't expect me to tell you.
You don't have to tell me, I know. You've got a stooge planted in my outfit. I don't know who he is. When I find him, I'm going to take him apart just like I'm going to do to you right now.
Think you're man enough?
Stick around and find out.
Are you fool, Brian? Maybe this might show you, Morgan.
Look out, Dynamite. You're leading with your chin.
Okay, Morgan, okay. That's enough. Now, hold it.
Boston Blackie, the peacemaker.
Who needs you? Now, you stay out of this.
Yeah?
It's private.
Do tell.
Had enough, Dynamite?
No. I told you I'm going to tear you apart.
I'm waiting.
Look at this, Mike.
Lay out, Blackie. I'm going to kick this guy's face.
Oh, yeah?
You can't. Beat it, Morgan. I'll handle it myself.
Okay. Okay, but I'll be taking care of this chump some other time.
That's your story, Morgan. I'll get even with you if it's the last thing you ever do.
And now on to Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
Is this the charming Mrs. Thompson?
Uh-huh.
This is the lovable Mr. Thompson.
Hello, honey.
How are you, darling?
Well, it's after 8 o'clock.
Oh, I'm sorry, sweetheart. I was stuck here at the office. I should be home in about half an hour.
Okay, I'll be waiting.
Good girl. Just call to say I'm leaving now.
Dynamite.
What is it, Sheila?
Did you land the Fairway construction contract?
No.
Morgan?
Yep.
Oh, not again.
Yes?
Dynamite, there's something crooked going on with that, Morgan. Can't stand by and let him get away
with it. Well, take it easy, Sheila. I know all that. I had a run-in with him today.
Did?
I've been working on a couple of angles.
Yeah, but while you're working the angles, Morgan gets the contract.
I know.
Dynamite, how much longer can this go on?
Well,
we're head over heels in debt, and there's a payment.
I know all that, Sheila. I told you I've been working a couple of angles. When I'm set, that'll be the end of Jack Morgan. What are you doing here?
Dynamite, who's there? Who just came into your office?
Oh.
Wexley, $3.30. Dynamite Thompson, building contractor, front end and office. Wexley, $3.30.
Anything worth reading, Frankie?
Oh, hello, Blackie.
Say,
What is this luxury, luxury?
If they found Dynamite Thompson murdered in his office.
Dynamite Thompson? You're kidding.
I ain't, but I guarantee Dynamite Thompson wishes I was.
Now, when you get the report... What? Oh. All right, I'll call you back.
Good morning, Faraday.
Oh, no, again.
You didn't have to hang up the phone on account of me.
I'd much rather hang you. What do you want, Blackie? I'm busy.
What do I want?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who, what, or why?
Faraday, my friend, the question is, what do you want? I just read about Dynamite Thompson being killed in his office, and my instinct told me that you'd want me to help you find the killer.
Go tell your instinct what a liar he is. Now get out of here, or you're the one who's going to need help.
Okay, but you know my instinct.
Isn't it enough I know you?
That should be sufficient for most people.
Yeah.
But look, I really came here to give you some details on the Thompson killing.
All right, mastermind, so give and go.
Thompson got into a street fight yesterday afternoon with another contractor named Jack Morgan.
Uh-huh.
Morgan is a jerk with a business reputation to match.
I see.
When I broke up the fight, Morgan said that he'd come back and finish the job.
Is that all, genius?
Faraday, I just handed you a grade A suspect.
No, you don't say.
I could have sworn I did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, aren't you going to pick him up?
I got news for you. I already got Morgan in jail.
You went and arrested the killer all by yourself?
Don't get excited, Blackie.
I won't. Don't worry.
Morgan has an alibi for last night. We're checking on it now.
What is his alibi?
He says he was with DeWitt Sloan and Simeon Palmer the entire evening, mm-hmm. from 6 o'clock on to midnight.
Sloan and Palmer?
Sloan and Palmer.
Well, what's a sharp operator like Morgan doing with a couple of millionaire playboys?
They're his money boys. They put up the dough for his construction job. Now, if they say he was with them, we let Morgan go and we start looking for another suspect.
Have you thought of Paul Brent?
Who's Brent and where does he come into this?
Brent's another contractor who's been fighting Morgan and Thompson for every job in the last 3 years.
And Brent killed Thompson?
I didn't say that.
Practically.
I just asked if you'd thought of him, that's all. If Morgan's alibi holds up, you'll need somebody, Inspector.
Don't tell me what I need.
Okay, Faraday. You don't need a thing, and that includes brains.
Mm-hmm.
Can I talk to Morgan?
I've already talked to him. He doesn't know anything.
You two have so much in common.
Mm-hmm.
You see Brent, I'll see Morgan. You know, this time serious.
Too
much of a charge in that one.
Hold that foot. You're ruining the foundation. You're supposed to cut across
the
corner. That runs with it.
Get
Hurry up before the concrete sets. Inspector Faraday, that's Paul Brent doing all the yelling.
Okay, Alan.
Should I go with you, sir?
No, you stay out of
sight.
Yes, sir.
Over here. Hey, Jimsy, watch that scaffolding. I don't want any broken legs around here.
Hey, Brent.
What do you want, mister? Job? I'm off for it.
I want to talk to you, Brent.
Hey, see me when the whistle blows on this.
So am I. I want to talk to you now.
Ah, like that, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, what's your beef?
You and I have got things to say to each other, but not here. Let's get out of here.
Look, mister, I don't think you understand. We got a job to do, aren't we?
I'm Faraday of Homicide, and somebody wasn't too busy to do a job on Dynamite Thompson.
Dynamite?
Yeah. Come on, Brent, let's go.
Okay, but in different directions. See you around.
Oh, no, no, you don't.
Stop or I'll shoot. Get those men out of the way, Ronald. What happened, Inspector?
As soon as I mentioned dynamite, Brent flew up.
Freeway, car 34. That is all for car 34.
Relax, Smitty, that wasn't for us.
I know, Cooper. This is car 37.
Yep.
Hey, look over there.
Oh, my gosh. Car must have busted through that fence into the ravine. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Over here.
I'm coming. Hey, your car's at bottom, all right. Bottom's up.
Must be somebody in it.
How do we get down there? Deep as a cliff.
We're careful. We can make it.
I'm not going down there.
Come on. You're always wanting to find bodies. Let's go.
I don't want to find bodies that bad. I'll stay up here and watch.
You're going down with me.
Okay. But take it easy.
Don't worry. I want to get down there in one piece. Follow me.
Right with you.
Careful.
Hey,
watch out for that rock. You'll start a landslide.
I'm watching. Hey,
careful.
You can grab under that tree branch sticking out of the side.
Okay. I got it.
Got it?
You all right, Smitty?
Yeah. I feel like stand up so I can see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Good. Let's
looking for a body. We hit the jackpot. We got two bodies, not one.
I still remember the street fight, Morgan.
So do I, Blackie. But there's no reason to keep me here at headquarters. I didn't kill Dynamite. I was with Sloan and Palmer from 6 o'clock on. We broke up after midnight.
That's kind of a long meeting.
Yes, we have them every week.
Mm-hmm.
Sloan and Palmer may be big-shot millionaires, but they still want to know where every penny goes.
Well, maybe that's why they're still millionaires.
Yes, you've got a point there.
I think so.
But I can't understand why it should be so difficult to locate them. After all, they're not just a pair of chumps.
Relax, Morgan. They'll turn up.
I'm relaxed. I got nothing to worry about.
But you have plenty to worry about, Blackie.
Well, look who's here.
Yeah. What do you know about Paul Grant?
Oh, you went to see him, Tari, huh?
That's right.
What'd he say?
He didn't. He got away. But I got a dragnet out for him. He won't get far. Wait a minute. Hello? Yeah. What was that, Cooper? Oh. Okay, all right. Morgan, I got news for you.
They found Sloan and Palmer?
That's right. A patrol car picked them up.
Okay, so they were found.
Mm-hmm.
And they said I was with them last night, and now you can let me go.
No, Morgan. Now I can lock you up.
What? Did they lie about being with me?
What's the story, Farney?
Blackie, Sloan, and Palmer were found dead.
What?
Their car was driven through a fence into a ravine. But they were shot before their car was pushed over. Let's go, Morgan. Back to jail for you.
Hold it, Inspector. You say you went to talk to Brent and he ran away.
Yeah. But don't you get the same idea. You're going to jail to stay.
I'm not thinking of running. I don't have to. Someone killed my alibis. I think it's Brent.
I was thinking the same thing.
Sure, listen. Brent didn't like me, and he knew I was spending the evening with Sloan and Palmer.
What? How did he know that?
I called him at his office. I told him Sloan and Palmer were with me. That was at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
An hour later, according to the time in the papers, Thompson was shot.
Wait a minute. Are you trying to say that Brent killed Thompson, Sloan, and Palmer?
Don't you get it, Inspector.
No.
Brent knew about my fight with Dynamite Thompson. He killed Dynamite and tried to pin it on me by getting rid of my alibis.
Brent not only tried, he succeeded. He sure did a job on you.
Well, Blackie, what'll I do?
I don't know, but until Brent is in the long arm of the law, you don't have a leg to stand on.
And now, back to Boston Blackie. Blackie stops the fight between two building contractors, Jack Morgan and Dynamite Thompson. That night, while calling his wife from the office, Dynamite is shot to death. Faraday arrests Jack Morgan for the murder, but Morgan has an airtight alibi. He was with Simeon Palmer and DeWitt Sloan, two millionaire playboys who are backing him financially. Faraday attempts to question another contractor, Paul Brent, but Brent escapes. When Faraday returns to the office, he learns that Sloan and Palmer have been murdered. Morgan is without an alibi. But Morgan accuses Paul Brent of engineering the whole thing, killing Dynamite Thompson, and then pinning it on him by destroying his alibi. As we return to our story, Paul Brent has just entered his girlfriend's apartment.
Quick, Mimi, close the door.
Paul, what's the matter?
Why, nothing, Mimi.
Oh, Paul, what is it? Tell me.
The police are after me.
Police? Why?
They think I killed Dynamite Thompson, but I got away.
Oh, Paul, did you?
Don't be a fool. I was here with you last night when Thompson was killed.
Then why did you run away?
Because then I'd have to tell him I was with you. They'd find out we're married.
Oh.
You know what that means.
Yes, that stupid reason I'm supposed to stay single.
Right on the nose.
I don't care. You tell them, Paul. Tell them you were here, that we're married.
No, no. Not yet, anyhow.
But Paul...
You gotta let me stay here until things cool off.
Here?
Yeah, that's right. This is one place nobody will look for me.
But suppose they do.
Don't worry. I wasn't followed. I made sure of that. If you don't say anything, nobody will know.
Oh, of course I won't say anything, but what if somebody else should walk in?
Well, that's the chance we'll have to take.
Oh, Paul, are we doing the right thing?
You figure it out. I stay here and there's a chance. I leave and I wind up in jail.
Okay.
Are we doing the right thing, Mimi?
Thanks.
What are all the horses?
Off the hook, young lady. I know there's nobody on the phone. What? You don't have to impress me.
Well, you can't hate a gal for trying to make the place look busy. Well, what can I do for you?
Well, I'm looking for your boss. If your boss is Paul Brent?
Yeah, he's my boss.
Good.
Say, I know you. You're Boston Blackie.
And you're Paul Brent, chief assistant.
No, I'm your secretary, Betty Crawford.
I see.
I'm sorry, I can't help you, but Mr. Brent ain't around. He left kind of sudden a little while ago. I don't know when he'll be back.
Oh, wait.
It's liable to be a long time. I don't know where he went.
Has he called in?
No. And waiting for him to call in is like waiting for your Prince Charming to come riding by on a white horse. You don't happen to own a white horse, do you?
Well, yes, but I traded it in for a gray convertible.
Well, it could be the same thing. Anyhow, Blackie, like I was saying, waiting for Brent to call in is like waiting for $1 million.
Why is that?
You know, look, last night we were supposed to work late. So he steps out around 5 o'clock and he don't come back.
For the rest of the evening?
Yeah. Well, he told me to go out and get a sandwich. We'd be working the rest of the evening. Work? All I did was sit and read a couple of old magazines. Not a letter to type, not a single phone call. He don't even call to say he ain't coming back.
Okay, thanks.
So, 11 o'clock, I figured I waited long enough, so I'm home.
Is Brent always that absent-minded?
Only lately. He's in love.
With you, Betty?
No, I'm not kidding. Her name is Mimi. I don't know her last name. She lives in the suburbs someplace.
Uh-huh.
Whenever he calls her, he gets the number himself. Say, Lucky, why are you so interested in my boss?
He may be mixed up in a murder.
Dynamite Thompson. You think Mr. Brent killed Thompson?
I don't know, Betty. What do you think?
Oh, I ain't paid to think. I only type the letters and answer the phone, but Brent wasn't exactly a bosom pal of Dynamite Thompson.
What was the trouble?
Like I said, Blackie, I only type letters and answer the phone.
Okay, Benny. Thanks and so long.
Yeah, what's your rush? Stay a while.
I can't. I'm going to see Thompson's widow. Maybe I can find out from her who blasted dynamite.
I tell you, Blackie, Brent didn't kill dynamite. It was Morgan. He's guilty. He killed my husband.
Are you sure, Mrs. Thompson?
I don't have any real evidence. But I know Morgan killed him.
Tell me why you think he had reason to kill your husband.
Morgan had been underbidding dynamite on several contracts.
Yes, I knew that.
If you want to know the truth, dynamite hasn't been doing well at all. In debt, living in a cold water flat near the track.
I just heard the train now.
Yeah, it's not every couple of minutes.
How do you stand it?
I don't know. Anyway, dynamite got fed up and decided to do something about Morgan.
Uh-huh. I saw Morgan knock him down yesterday afternoon in the street fight.
I don't mean that way.
What do you mean?
Well, last night, Dynamite called me.
Mm-hmm.
When he was shot. He said he'd been working on a couple of angles, and when he was finished, he began to stab Morgan.
Any idea what the angles might be?
No.
Can you think of anything that happened to Dynamite in the last week or two that might be connected to his murder?
Well, I don't know whether this will help, but one night last week, when Dynamite was out late, a Mr. DeWitt Sloan called him here.
That might be significant, yes.
And he said that he and his partner were interested in my husband's proposition.
DeWitt Sloan? Now, are you sure?
Yeah. No sense getting excited. He can't help it.
Maybe he can.
No. I just heard Sloan was found dead in an auto accident.
It was no accident. It was murder.
Murder?
But when he made that phone call to this house, he also made a connection in this case.
If you'll just step into my office, Blackie, I'll see what I can do.
That'll be great help, Terrell.
Sure.
Good night. You're as busy out there. How do you get used to it?
Yeah, we don't. Now, just what is it you wanted?
A list of suburban calls from Paul Brent's office during the past month.
Hmm.
The numbers and the names under which they're listed.
All that.
I know the calls were made to an operator and not dialed.
Yeah, it's a tall order, but we'll do our best. After all, this is a case of murder, isn't it?
Right. You may have read about it, Dynamite Thompson.
Dynamite Thompson.
Now, about that list, Correll.
Oh, yes, of course, Blackie.
Yes, Mr. Correll?
Will you please get me a list of all the suburban phone calls made from Paul Brent's office during the week?
Faraday, I'll give you 4-1 that you haven't caught Brent yet.
Okay, Blackie, so now you're a big, fat gambler. What do you want?
I think I know where to find Brent.
Who told you?
I found out that he had a girlfriend named Mimi.
Mimi?
She lives in the suburbs, and he called her from his office.
Yeah, so what?
I had the phone company check all the suburban calls made by Brent from his office till I found one belonging to a young lady named Mimi. It's very simple.
You mean to tell me the phone company gave you that information?
Oh, I forgot to tell you. I told them I was getting it to you.
You?
Now, I'm going to get Brent. And I'll meet you and Morgan at his construction company in about an hour.
Wyatt Morgan Construction Company.
Why not? I'm going to let these two contractors construct our murder case.
Outside a minute ago. He's bringing Brent with him.
Good.
Oh, here he comes now.
Inside, Brent. It's only your arm that was hurt when the car crashed. Your legs are okay.
All right,
let's
go.
Hi, Faraday.
Hi. All right, Brent, you're under arrest for the murders of Thompson, Sloan, and Palmer.
You're crazy. I didn't kill them.
That was a lousy trick, Brent, trying to frame me.
That was no frame, Morgan. You killed Diamond.
Shut up, the both of you.
You're not
gonna... I said... That's better. Now, Brent, you killed Dynamite Thompson. Try to make Morgan here take the rap. You knew that Sloan and Palmer would alibi for him. So you killed them, too.
You're crazy. I don't know what you're talking about.
Faraday, he's right. Brent doesn't know what you're talking about.
What? Blackie, what are you saying?
Brent didn't kill Dynamite Thompson, or DeWitt Sloan, or Simeon Palmer.
Of course I didn't.
Then who did?
Morgan, you killed Dynamite.
Blackie, I was with Sloan and Palmer at the time Dynamite was shot.
No, you met them after you killed Dynamite and killed them both.
Now, you nuts. Why should I kill my own alibis, and why should I kill Dynamite?
In the first place, they weren't your alibis.
Oh, yes, they were.
You weren't with them at the time of Dynamite's death. But you said you were, knowing they were already dead and couldn't deny it.
That figuring is kind of stupid, isn't it, Blackie?
No, no. Not when I found out that Sloan and Palmer were getting ready to ditch you and start putting money into Thompson's company.
That's a lie.
Oh, no, it isn't. Dynamite Thompson's widow told me that Sloan had called her house and indicated he and his partner wanted to do business with her husband, and I can prove it.
That's all I wanted to know. Okay, Morgan, let's go.
No, no, you're not going to get me.
Blackie, oh, yeah.
I think I have this situation. Well, thanks, Blackie, for everything. What you didn't know is that I couldn't tell anybody where I was when Thompson was killed, so I had no alibi.
Mimi?
Yeah. I'm awfully glad she wasn't hurt when I cracked up my car a while ago.
Yes, me too. Okay, Faraday. When Morgan comes to, lock him up,
will you? All right. As you know, it was Morgan, not Brent here, who did the killing.
Brent's secretary tipped me to the whole thing.
What? Betty?
That's right.
But I...
You had a date with her the night of the murder, remember?
A date with Betty?
Yeah, you were supposed to dictate to her, only you never showed up. She waited at the office for you till 11 o'clock. No Brent, no letters, no type, no phone calls.
How does that make Morgan the killer?
Morgan told us that Brent knew that he was with Sloan and Palmer because he called Brent at his office and told him just that.
I see.
How could he talk to Brent when Brent wasn't there? And there were no calls at the office.
It's a good thing my secretary was working later. You'd never have known Morgan didn't call me.
Yeah, so right.
Well, I gotta get her a present. She deserves it.
Know what to get her, Brent?
Well, no.
I would suggest a white horse.
Now let's step lively, that's right, folks. Our first stop is the Temple of Buddha, and then the Theater of the Orient with its delightful dancing girl.
Hurry, Matilda. Hurry, we don't want to miss anything.
Oh, there's no rush, Homer. Now let the others get out of the bus first. You wait for us. You can't fool me, Homer Foster. You want to see those dancing girls.
All right, Matilda. We can leave now.
Oh, what about this young man in front of us? He's asleep.
I know. He slept through the better part of this tour.
Well, let's wake him. I'm sure he doesn't want to miss any of Chinatown.
Hey, young man, wake up. We're in Chinatown.
Homer, speak louder. Oh. Shake him by the shoulder.
Oh, wait till I get up. All right, young man.
Oh my, you've fallen to the street. Oh, thank you,
Homer. I can't.
Oh, Homer, there's something wrong with that young man.
You're right, Matilda. There is something wrong with him.
Oh,
they have a knife in his chest.
Oh, dear.
He's been murdered.
Welcome back. I didn't quite get the white horse comment at the end, but this is one of those cases where Blackie shows that no matter what business you go into, there are people willing to commit mass murder. All right, well, listener comments and fact now, and we get this from ML, writing from Sarasota, Florida, says, thanks for your wonderful work with great detectives. In connection with these radio shows, what is meant by the announcer statement to the effect that this program was transcribed in Hollywood? Well, essentially what that means is that the program was recorded for rebroadcast later in Hollywood, as opposed to a program that was broadcast live. Thanks so much for the question and for writing in. All right, I want to go ahead and thank our Patreon supporter of the day. Thank you to Willard. Willard's been one of our Patreon supporters since March, currently supporting us at the rookie level of $2 or more per month. Thank you so much for your support, Willard. And that will do it for now. Next week, we'll be on vacation, but we'll be back in 2 weeks with another episode of Boston Blackie. And of course, next week we'll have a nice rerun for you to enjoy. But in the meantime, join us back tomorrow for yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Do send your comments to box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.